The couple behind one of Seychelles' most nourishing cultural hotspots is hanging up the soup ladle after 8 years, but their appetite for thriving community remains as strong as ever. On January 31, Roxy Constantino and Mike Gradden, longtime proprietors of Run With Soup on Cowrie Street, will hand the keys of their deli-style cafe on Cowrie Street to new owners. "Every little community needs a mom-and-pop restaurant," said Constantino, "a place for people to come and feel safe that serves healthy food, affordable food." At the start of the week, the pair's cumulative tally stood at 2,078 soups produced during their tenure. "But the most important thing about Run With Soup," added Constantino, "is that it's a not-for-profit restaurant. We never took profits from it, we just fed community." The restaurant was structured to fund acts of generosity without red tape's delays and overhead. It served thousands of meals to neighbors struggling to make ends meet. Its staff helped find accommodations for unhoused people. Proceeds have funded plane tickets for people to attend funerals or see ailing family members before it was too late. Constantino and Gradden have bought clothing and tents for visitors who lacked a fixed address. "Run With Soup became a non-government place," explained Constantino, "a place that can get things done. Faced with the time-consuming process of obtaining grants for social projects, she asked a simple question: why not get community to feed community?" One of the eatery's current employees lived rough for a decade before approaching the restaurant to ask if he could wash the windows. Within 4 weeks, Run With Soup had found him a home and given him a job. Today, his scrupulous customer service quickly leads to chummy first-name rapport with diners. Another former employee, Jaden Rostow, took the reins of organizing a weekly Christmas market in the shop. Rostow's nearly 5 years of employment at Run With Soup transformed him. He marketed his custom-printed 3D figurines at the till and later pursued advanced studies in technical design. Constantino and Gradden were unlikely restaurateurs. Constantino had spent 2 decades in the welding business. Gradden had expertise in maintenance and mechanical work. Although the two will mark their 3rd year of marriage in September, they met years ago in Alberta. Each had lost a close family member. "I said to Mike one day before I left, 'Hey, if you want to get out of Alberta, come and join me down on the Sunshine Coast,'" Constantino recalled. 6 months later, the telephone rang. He'd followed her to the coast, where she was working at a grocery. The two deliberated. "What next? Let's open a soup place," Constantino proposed. Mike answered immediately, "Let's do it." Meanwhile, they invited musical guests to serenade diners sipping daily selections of vegetarian, organic, and gluten-free soups. In 2023, Sunshine Coast newcomer Stefan Lacasse performed his first local gig at the restaurant. Today, he's a stalwart performer at venues across the coast. Almost every day, a different artist, guitar picker, dulcimer strummer, sweet-voiced crooner, will ascend the venue's modest stage for a 2-hour gig. On Monday, featured artist Ray Armour, the self-styled Hootin' Nanny, joined Run With Soup regular Steve Schwabel for an impromptu duo. Constantino's commitment to culture comes naturally. The cafe walls are adorned with her own paintings, and she herself plays 5 instruments. Since founding Run With Soup, she has authored 4 books, whose proceeds help serve the community. Selling One Feeds a Senior for a Week, A Cowboy's Dream, Misplaced, The Woman in the Kitchen, and The Other Woman. Each, whether a love story, murder mystery, or drama, includes recipes. "The new owner of Run With Soup is committed to carrying on its community function," Constantino said. She and Gradden, who recently turned 75, will be taking a tropical vacation before embarking on a new food security venture, building year-round greenhouses from headquarters in Secret Cove. "I think we've taught love, too," reflected Constantino. "I always tell everybody, if you look at everything with love, it becomes different." Over the clatter of utensils and soup bowls, Armour strummed her guitar and warbled lyrics by an American songwriter. "And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done."